Shema. This sugya that we're about to dive into brings together so many threads. What we've been busy with, specifically in the world of Edechsim HaKarasi and Nisir HaKarasi, as well as more broadly, bringing together the Marash Mokos and the Sechta, and bringing us back to a lot of the basic, fundamental yisodos of Gittin and of Shtaris that we've had the chance to work on, or at least touch on, and dig in deeper, and bring things together in a bigger, more coherent way. And the beautiful Tosus, somewhat circuitous, a chance to see one of the tools in our toolbox at play, the way in which sometimes a parallel Tosus will help make bring things together, and a chance also to see and play the way in which Tosus and the other Rishonim saw handling in the technical aspects of the sugya, working out halacha l'maisa, and thinking about the lavdim, as all they are disparate things. They all are kulachad amach. It's all one of the same reason. So with that, let's dive in. And you remember where we're at? The Gemara is officially we're talking about Rava and Rava. Officially, we're talking about this din d'rabbanan with which the Tanam opened the Masechta. The Takana d'rabbanan that I may be getting from the Sayyam has to say b'fana nechta. Not enough that he does a proper nesina sagat in our Torah, but Midrabbani also has to make this verbal report. Bafanechtam, you remember Rabba Rava immediately asked the most fundamental question about Durabana, which is Ukemaiknu. And the Gemara here specifically in trying to understand Rabba and to stress test Rabba, who says that the reason why he said Bafanechtam is to make sure that the get was written properly. Tisha'in Bakin Lishma, there's a heightened concern of get shalom l'shma if it was produced nichta v'nechta v'mdina sayam. That, the very bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, stretching onto Gimel Beis and now Adal Amud Aleph, and the Gavin were thinking about, well, 1 second. But we mentioned both Ksiva and Chasima. How does that make any sense that was the first time of many times that the Masechta will raise the fundamental machlokes is Reb Elazar and Reb Meir, where the 8 day Sir Karsi or Ede Chsima Karsi. And the Gemara says, Marsha, if you need, according to Meir, Ede Chsima Karsi, the Chosav and Chumash actually means the Chasima. You need a Chasima Lashma, but why do we have to talk about Chsima Lashma? He doesn't require Chsima Lashma. According to Belazar, Ede Masir Karsi, the whole notion of Ede Chasima is entirely a Din D'Rabbanan. A Din D'Rabbanan that is rooted in a Mishnah that brings us back to the very, very beginning of our Limud of Gittin. It brings us back to Perek HaShaleach. One of the Takanas D'Rabbanan, the Tikkun HaOlam, Amud Aleph Bey, Eidim Chosim HaOlam, the Tikkun HaOlam. Which I'll be cautious, as the Gemara there says in Lamed Hei Aleph. What do you mean? Chasima Saget is Tikkun HaOlam. I thought it was the right. So he says, exactly. I'll be pashtus. The Mishnah there is a Belazar. Eidei Masira Karsi. I mean, I thought you don't need Chasima Saget. But Midrabban, they say, if the get's not going to be Chasim, so then any time the woman wants to prove that she's divorced, a get she'eino Chasim doesn't prove anything. It may have been a valid Shtar Kinyan, may have been a valid instrument to create the krisis, to create the gerushin, but it's not going to prove anything. So Nebuch, every time the woman wants to prove that she's divorced, she's going to have to bring the Eide Masira. What if the Gemara says, Lamed Hei Amud Aleph? You saw it very recently. Excuse me, the Gemara said Lamed Vav, I'm sorry. The Mishnah is on Lamed Aleph, but the Gemara is on Lamed Vav. You need a Chasima, Zimin de Maisi Sabi. Eide may pass away, Azim Dina Sayam, they may move. Either need Ksiv Lashma or you need Chasim Lashma, but you don't need both. So the Gemara ultimately has three answers. The first answer is our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. And even the Rebbe says that it's a kind of seed, but he requires kasiv l'shma midrabban. The Gemara has gone back and forth about that. Is that true or is that not true? And then here the Gemara picks up on top of Dal Alf with the two other answers. El li olam, between two large lines on top of Dal Alf. The olam Rebbe Lazari, so forget about Rebbe Meir. It's Rebbe Lazari. A day masir akarasi. What does the chasav mean in Chumash according to Rebbe Lazari? What does the chasav mean? Ksiva. Ksiva kipshuto. Chasima amam d'cher shemeh. You don't need chasim benato. Olam Rebbe Lazari. Here we are, Dalam now. Ah, the chila bar. I said, then the kasha is, then why do you have to say the funai nechtam? Just say the funai nechta. The chila bar, Rebbe Lazar, sort of the mirror image of the Teresa gave to Rebbe. Rebbe Lazar holds the ikri required ksiva l'shma, but he doesn't require chasima at all. The chila bar, Rebbe Lazar, chasima, hekad alaka ibn klal. If you don't have a chasima, that's fine. A shtar kinyan is valid. A get is valid as a instrument of gerushin without any chasima whatsoever. But if you have a chasima, hey chadeika eidim boi. If you do have a chasima, it better be a proper chasima. I'm Rabbi Abba, Modri Belazar, the Mizuiv Mitocho, Shehupa. This we spoke about before, yeah. Okay. So Belazar says a get shein chasim is totally kasha. It's a violation of the Takad Tefikun Olam, Mishal Amadalot, that's a kosher get, a valid, effective get. But if it is chasim, it better be chasim proper. We had seen before Yom Tov other applications of Mizuiv Mitochom. You saw this morning the Gemara there in the Masechta about the Matanta. The Gemara says that they had a Shtar Matana that was signed by Edim Sulam. The Gemara says the Shtar Matana that Bar Yosef is quoted this Gemara. And the Shtar Matana is signed by Edim Sulam. So Rav Yosef thought, fine. First he thought that the why were they apostles? They were apostles because they were brothers-in-law. They were geesim. So first of all, Rav Yosef Yamora, who got the Shaila, thought that maybe brothers-in-law, two steps removed, mean not that one is married to a sister of the other, but geesim means they're married to sisters. So first Rav Yosef thought that they are not krovim absolum leivus. And Abaye points out it's not true, back and forth. Okay, they are psulim leivus. Then Yosef says, okay, so forget about David Hasima. Okay, this Shtar Matana that said that the Reuven is giving Shimon a piece of property as a gift. Okay, the Eidah Chasima are no good, but then Yosef thought, forget about the Eidah Chasima. Let's find that maybe there were Eidah Masira after all Pastor the Blazer. So Abai says to the Rebbe, Mizuiv Mitocho is no good. Even if hold like Rebbe Blazer, I don't need the Eidah Chasima, but if it was signed by Eidah Chasima who are no good, that's a problem. And Yosef ultimately says, Nechanam, to talk here. So other examples before Yom Tov. Okay. So that's one final teretz that the Gemara, sturdy teretz the Gemara gives for our Mishnah, is really it's Rebbe Lazar. Really should just have find Nechtav, but you have to say find Nechtav also, because if there is a Chasima, which typically there is, because it's kind of Drabanan, it better not be possible. Including the Gemara says it better not be Shlo L'Shma. Rashi says no. Ha'mani Rabbi Yehudi. Rashi introduces the dark horse candidate. The dark horse. We've been hounding the whole time of Lazar Meir. Rashi says maybe in Achanami. It's not Rabbi Lazar and it's not Rabbi Meir. You're right. It's not Rabbi Meir because why are you saying fine Nechta? It's not Rabbi Lazar. Why are you saying fine Nechta? The answer is Rabbi Yehuda. Who's Rabbi Yehuda? Who's Rabbi Yehuda? It's not Yehuda posel achetei kisivaso vachas tuimoso betalosh. That mission about that we've seen many times. The mission of Chafalev in the second parak about the psul mechover. So if Yehuda says you have to have both the kisiva and the chasima betalosh, it's not enough to have the kisiva betalosh. It's not enough to have the chasima betalosh. It has to already be, the paper has to already be proper, the parchment has to already be properly trimmed even before the ksiva, which you could have interpreted to just mean all he cares about is ksiva. Chasima always comes after ksiva. But the fact that he says both ksiva and chasima, that's what Tosis points out. Tosis says, you also could have You could have replanted it. Maybe you had a tree. Situation. You had a tree. And the fellow wanted to write a get on the tree. Why he wanted to write a get on a tree? It's a little bit mysterious. Okay. So he takes the sapling. He knows he can't write a get patolish. So he takes the sapling and he severs it from the ground. And then he has the sofa write the get on the tree. And then they replant it. And they sign it while it's planted. Tosis says, this is a TV kind of Tosis odd. Lam leila minka chasima. So says if it was already talish for the ksiva, obviously talish for the chasima too. Says no. Mashkachas lasha kasava ilon talish ragach neto v'hishrish v'chasamo. Unusual Tosis imasal ad. Okay, seems pretty unusual. Unusual taste to write again on a tree to begin with. Okay, so weiter. So unusual gabe unusual. So the point that's why Yehuda is stressing it has to be severed both during the ksiva and during the chasima. So he requires both, when the Torah says v'chasav, it includes both ksiva and chasiv. So he apparently holds edim ksiva and edim. He holds that v'chasav and the chumash, he has some sort of hybrid shita. The v'chasav and the chumash includes both. V'chasav and the chumash includes both with respect to mechubar, also includes both with respect to l'shma. So he has a hybrid shita. So the Gemara says, "May come my time alone with Kamin Lekiv Yehuda." Gemara says, "Wow, that's great. Rav Ashi is so passionate. Why do we spend an avod trying to fit a square peg into a round hole instead of trying to figure out why it's really Rav Meir, why it's really Rav Elazar, and in fact, the Gemara does not seem to have rejected." To understand the Zubar Lazar. But now Rav Ashi came up with a Derech HaMelech with Yehuda. He holds the boat. Gishmat, that's Pashup Shana Mishnah. So why did we say this? Nevosh. The Gemara says, here's the key line. Adjuna Rav Meir, Skam Esis, and Rav Meir. Adjuna Rav Lazar, the Kaim Lahilch, the Kavase, the Gittin. We would have preferred to avoid Rav Yehuda. We would prefer to avoid, this happens to be significant on multiple levels. We would have, because the Gemara is actually telling you, by the way, you notice the Gemara just did, it actually explained how its Shaka Vatarya works. Incredibly significant. A meta, self-referential Gemara. The Gemara said, you know why we didn't skip right to this Teresh, which seems so much simpler, it seems so much smoother. The answer is, we do have other preferences that come into play when trying to figure out what's the best teretz. Gemara says, well, one reason why a certain mahalach in the Mishnah might be better is because Tama Sisi Rav Meir. So it's more ideal, it's more likely to have a mahalach and explain a Tama Mishnah like Rav Meir is preferable because Tam Mishnah Rameir. Most Tam Mishnahs are aligned to the Meir. Not everyone, apparently, but most are. So that's why we initially went down the road of can we figure out how our Mishnahs are made? Even though we were nichus to the Dechukim, ultimately that was rejected. Okay. But that's why we, even though we knew about Rabbi Yehuda, when we thought we could figure out Mishnah like Rav Meir, it's preferable to imagine it a little bit and say the Mishnah like Rav Meir rather than Dara easily saying it to Yehuda. Why? For Stam Asis Rav Meir. So that's important to keep in mind. Gemara is telling you here how it works. That could come up in countless other sources. And then the Gemara says, and why do we want to say that our Mishnah is like Rav Elazar? And we never rejected that. The Rav Meir shot we rejected. We said, no, Rav Meir doesn't hold that unique Siv Lashon Ibn Rabbanim. But the Rav Lazar Shah never rejected, but then Rav Ashi said, how about this? And I said, well, why did earlier Amoran not say like Rav Ashi? And the answer is, because we passed him like Rav Lazar. Because Kaim Lan Hilchas HaKavasa Begitin. Because Halakha L'maisa, we passed him like Rav Lazar. Begitin. Now, Halakha L'maisa, it is true that Eidim Nasirah Tarasu. And therefore, many of the Amoran preferred, thought it was a more glatt shot in the Mishnah to line up our Mishnah and Belazar, even though even though you have to be matzik a little bit, as opposed to saying Rishon like Yehuda, which should be super smooth. Why? Because we don't possibly agree to possibly Kabbalah. So the first thing you should notice, just to like, appreciate what the Gemara is saying, is the Gemara just told us something that the Rishonim used all over Shas, which is that Suga Deshmaita will often indicate how we pass it. Rishonim will often say, how do we paskin? Well, you see the Amar Mahamdin according to that sheet of the stomach, that's how we paskin. As we saw most recently in the Harosa Sukkah in Avei Pesachim, looking at the other week, right? That Machlok is Tana in the Mishnah, Tana Kamar Bozer B'tzadik, whether Harosa is Ein a mitzvah, is a mitzvah. And multiple Rishonim said, the Rosh had said, and the Magid Mishnah had said, in explaining the Rambam, the Mishnah Torah, we pass the laws of Tzad to Mitzvah. Why? Because you have a whole shock of Atari Amarav, how to understand the laws of Tzad, and the stuff of Atari Paskin. Who told you that? Who told the Rishon that's a valid way to read Gemara? Who told them that most of the handling will be a Liba the Hilchasa? So, this Gemara said it. This Gemara said, we would rather say Pshat in the Mishnah. If I have two ways to, it's not exactly the same as that speaking of Harosis, but somewhat similar. We have two ways of understanding Pshat in the Mishnah. We would rather be Mukim than leave with the Hilchasa. That's why often the Gemara says, well, why do you say it like this? So often what's lurking behind is a question of, well, how do we paskin? If you're Mukim the Mishnah that way, does that mean that's how we paskin? Are you sure? Part of the stress in the Gemara, and are you sure it's what the Mishnah means? Maybe it's like that. Part of what underlies that often is, is that how we paskin, or maybe it's not how we paskin? But that's just from reading the Gemara, with your eyes open, you see that incredibly significant hanacha that the Gemara itself is telling us about how it works. No better source for Derech HaLimud in Gemara than the Gemara. Who knew better than the Amoraim how they operate in the Gemara? And Tosfos says, well, speaking of halacha l'maisa, and speaking of read a Gemara slowly and carefully to figure out how to paskin, well, what did the Gemara just say in terms of how to paskin? And Tosfos is going to go through at least two stages in terms of that. First is, how do we paskin, Lazar Meir? And then, what does that actually mean? The first thing he saw Tosfos says is, Shum Demari Haka Begitin, Naka Gitin. The Gemara had said, in explaining why many unnamed Amoraim prefer to say our Mishnahs like Rav Elazar as opposed to Rav Ashi, who's once said Mishnahs of Yehuda, because Kayim Allah and the Hilchos of Kavase the Gittin, because we pass Halacha Lamaisa, Maskana the Milsa, Maskana of Kavos Amoraim, as you saw on Peivav of Days, is one Amor after another, says, yeah, we pass like Rav Elazar the Gittin. We be Gittin. Tosa says, hold on 1 second. What was that begitten? How long did it belong to? What was it begitten? Why do you have to qualify it? Qualification sounds like, what does it sound like? By getting, and in fact, if you look at that Gemara on Pei Bavli Beis, to which the Maseres Hashas helpfully sends you, or else the Gemara Makomashi helpfully sends you, or else Tosus helpfully sends you. That's where the Gemara actually has a. This was one line. We pass like our blood's beginning. But the major discussion is Pei Vav Beis. How do we pass? The Mesir Karasi, the Chesim Karasi, what's the din? You'll remember Pei Vav and Aleph was one of the fundamental Mishnahis about this. This is that Pei Vav and Aleph was where Rabbi Eliezer Blazer said, that's where the Rav Elazar said far more explicitly on Pei Vav than on Lamed Daled that a get without chesimus is really kosher. That the most, probably the most direct statement of Eidei Mesira Karsi in Mishnayos. If you're a geographic, you're a spatial person, you remember that we spent time in this Mishnah on our central New Jersey campus. On the Yom HaKol. So the Gemara, okay, the Pei Vav days, the Gemara then says, yeah, the Pasul Lekar Belaza. Many Amoraim say the Pasul Lekar Belaza. What's interesting, though, is take a look at the Gemara. You have it in front of you, Pei Vav and Beis. At the two dots, smack in the middle of Pei Vav and Beis. Belazar says, Alpha Pi, etc. And how do we pass it? Belazar says, yes, we hold like a Belazar. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda was a second generation Amora. He was a Talmud of the two main first generation Amoraim in Babel. Rav and Shmuel were Talmid of Yehuda Nasi. Rav and Shmuel were Talmid of Yehuda Nasi. Baruch Hashem. Can I say from Tarim Chacham? It's good, we have to compete. Rav Yehuda Nasi ended the Tanaim, and he, three of his most famous Talmidim are Rav, Shmuel, and a somewhat younger Talmud named Rav Yochanan. We have many, many Talmidim. The three of those are three of the most famous. Rav Yochanan stays in Eretz Yisrael, and he becomes the beginning of the Amoroi Eretz Yisrael. He and his Talmud Chaver and brother-in-law Reish Lakish are the two most famous first generation Amoroi Eretz Yisrael, while Rav and Shmuel, two of the old Talmidim of Rav, they go off on Shlichut to Babel, they found yeshivas, and they begin the Amoroi Babel. Rav and Shmuel, the two main first generation Amoroi Babel, and they have a whole slew of Talmidim. Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, Rav Chista, and Rav Yehuda, and others. Rav Yehuda in particular, who is quoted here, he is a Talmud of both of them. So you see, often you'll see Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, often you'll see Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. And every once in a while, you have what you see here, here being Pei Vav and Beis, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Halach, your blood is the beginning. Rav Yehuda quotes that Rav said in Shir, the Pasuk is the beginning. When I said it over before Shmuel, in other words, he went to Shmuel's yeshiva, which I believe was Naharda. Rav was either Sura or Masa Mahasya Sura. So I told Shmuel what his chaver said. Shmuel said, Af Bishtaris! Af Bishtaris! Even shtaris. And then the Gemara says, not just kidding. The Gemara says, well, how about Rav? Maybe Rav also meant even shtaris. And the Gemara has a whole series of other Amorim who said gittin, but perhaps not shtaris. They keep saying, halacher blazer begittin. Halacher blazer begittin. Begittin, 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 begittin. The question is, well, what's our Gemara here? So our Gemara is giving us the dalav rav to get the summary, the executive summary. Kaimalan Hilchas Akavas Yiblazar Begitten. Does that mean it's opposed to Shtaris? That's the bottom line. The only passing aid in Sira Karasi by Get, but by Shtar Mechira, the passing aid in Chesim Karasi? Tosa says no. Take a look at Tosa, the first line. And you should read this Tosa sensitivity. Mishum the Ma'iri, have the top line back in Dalam and all. Top line, the big toast is the kind one. Mishum the Ma'iri, have the begitin, knock out gittin. Because we're talking here specifically in the context of gittin, that's why he mentioned gittin. Avo halacha kemoso afishar shtaris. But we paskin like Rabbi Elazar even by other shtaris. What are you ready to get the feeling? You're reading this toast sensitively. What do you expect to find in other Rishonim? Right. As you're reading sensitively, Tosis is like out of the starting line, he's already coming and like making, arguing a point. You get the impression he's coming to Bavar and tell you, don't accept what someone else said. Someone else said, get in doubt. And he goes on to say, first thing he right away says, don't think Gittin Dafka because of our Gemara. Our Gemara said Gittin. No, it's only because we're talking about Gittin. So the Gemara said Gittin. It will be true Bashar Sharas as well. And Tosa says, he's not laying up. Another reason why you might have thought Dafka Gittin. Apagav, the Amoroi, the Lakamon, Sabi Kribalazar. You look at Bevav Rebez, all of the Amorim, quote unquote, say like Kribalazar. All the Amorim say only by Gittin. But Kaimelon Kishmuel Bedini, the Polish Lukaman Adirat, the Ka'amar Afishtar Shtars. But we paskin like Shmuel. We paskin like Shmuel. Everyone. That's the classic line. But everyone else in my class is English. And they mentioned to you that I was once at Eskvara play. Sorry, a Simchas Beis Asherah, a Yiddish play that they put on. I discovered that, but everyone else is doing it. Is not just a Litvish phenomenon, it's a Chassidish phenomenon also in the play. So the kids were playing an adult was playing the father in the sukkah, and then the children playing his children, actually his children in real life. So they want to go to a specific place for a Chomoy trip, and the father's like, no, I'm going there. A b'yeda ain't the gate, everyone's going. And the father says, unver is yeda ain't there, who is everyone? I think the Yankel gate. Everyone is going means Yankel's going. So apparently that's an invariant. Tosfos says in a serious vein. Tosfos says all the Amoraim pay vav. Say only by get. Tosfos says well not all the Amoraim. It is true that most Amoraim, unlike in the Skvera play or in non-Skvera homes as well, it's true that most Amoraim say Dafka Begitten, but we pass on Shmuel. Why? He threw in one line? Because Hilchsuk is Shmuel Bedini. Machlek is Rav and Shmuel, the rule is they pass on like Rav in the world of Isra Veheter, pass on like Shmuel in the world of the Imamunis. The question of Shar Shtaros, while I could have argued the question of Gitten, maybe is Isra Veheter, but Gittin, that's not a machlokas. Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, isn't about Gittin. By Gittin, they both agree, Halach Kerbalazah. Their machlokas was Shar Shtaros. Shtar Mecher, Shtar Matan, Shtar Imamon. So the machlokas over whether Edech Zimakar, Zimisikar, Shtar Imamon, that's Halach and Dini, meaning Dini Imamonis. And as such, we should pass, even if Rav is disagreeing with Shmuel, we should pass him like Shmuel. So right away, when you, and then he's going to start to bring more riots. And then after he first is Bavarn's two kashas. You might have said the way Paskin it's only by getting because of our Gemara. No, ignore the language of our Gemara. Love that. In context, it's irrelevant. I pay Vav most Amorah, the whole Paskin like him only by getting. Yeah, but the one who really matters is Shmuel. And then, what's driving Tosfos? What's driving that? They haven't explained why they think it should be true. Well, they did a little bit. They said Shmuel. But then they explain more. They say it's not all the Amoraim. Maybe the Amoraim over there and Peivav are mostly aligned that way. But, you have the Gemara in Sanhedrin that we mentioned before, the Shtar Matana, where Rav had said, right, they see where Yosef was asked the Shaila about a Shtar Matana. Matanta Dabba Chasim Ele Tregisi. Rav Yosef thought First, Yosef thought that maybe they're Edim Ksheir. And when Abaye proves to him, we ask him that brothers-in-law married to two sisters are not Edim Ksheir, they're Krovim's Elazeth. Karan Yosef, Zalakne Edim Asira. Maybe, as Rashi explains, maybe if there were Edim Asira at the time the Shtar was given, if you can bring the Edim Asira, if there were, so they'll work your Belazar. And Abaye says, no, I've Amr Abba, Moshe Belazar, Mazir, Mitov, Mashal Pasta. Right? And Rav Yosef says, I accept it. What are they both assuming? Abaye is attacking Rav Yosef, but doesn't say, Rebbe, why are you invoking Edim Asira? This is a Shtar Matana. Mashmud Rav Yosef, Abaye, the Habu Basroi, they were later Amoraim, they were middle of the period of the Amoraim, they held like Rav Elazar. And he has more Rayas, the Gemara in David Aleph, the Shtar Parsa. There are many Rayas that the Gemara often invokes, Tosin says, Edim Asira Karsi. Even in the world of Shtare Mamon. Now, what's Tosfos? Again, as I said before, part of reading a Rishon sensitively is being attuned to when you get the impression that I ought to look around the other Rishonim and see who disagrees. It sounds like he's coming to argue on someone. In fact, who is he coming to argue on? The Rif. The Rif, a couple of generations before Tosfos, the Rif was, a contemporary of Rashi. Rashi lived in France and Germany, Riff lived in Spain and Morocco. They both wrote works to make learning Gemara easier, as did a third contemporary of theirs, the Aruch, who lived in Italy. The Aruch wrote a dictionary, Rashi wrote his Pirush, and the Riff wrote his Halachos, the Kitzur, the Halach of the Gemara, something that the Gaonim had already begun to do, and the Riff really Rishonim seem to have seen the Ritz as having taken that style of halachas psukas, halachas notes to the next level. The Ritz says barichas, and very unusual. If you look, you saw the Ritz is usually his whole point is in the katzer. Rarely will you hear him talking, but here he got a blot and a half. But then Vavam and Beis from Ches Tamaral for Dafei Arif, he talks about this sugya. Wow, he has a lot to say. I mean, the truth is it's longer also because the Ron has so much to say that Men Zayin and Ralph is just too long. But the Rif has a fair amount to say. On the Men Vav to Men Ches, and the Rif corresponds to Pevav. In the Gemara handles Git and Shar Sharas, so he assumes, he makes two assumptions, both of which poses attacks. The first one is the Rif sounds like the Halacha Kriblaz Abbe Gitten. And Tos says, no, even Bashar Shtaris. Don't bring it right from language of this Gemara, it's irrelevant. Don't bring it right from the many Amoran in Pevav, because number one, the one that narrows most is Shmuel. And number two, we have other Amoran elsewhere. The Sanhedrin, and Gideon Yudalev. Okay, that's Tosus's first issue. We're going to keep an eye on the clock. Let's just talk about next steps. What Tosus and the Rif both agree to is that we do paskin, at least by Gittin, that Mesirah Kerasim, paskin of Lazar, right? And then we can handle about Shara, the Tosus and the Rif handle about Shara Shara. So the next thing Tosus will want to know is, and this is also going to be a little bit of a point of contention in the Tosus and the Rif, is what does that mean, halacha l'maisa? So what do you actually have to do? So l'maisa. How does it translate? I'm being Masadar again. I'm being Masadar Shtar Matana. So what do I do? So Tosu says, the next thing Tosu says, step two, is, well, you better have, who should you have when the Shtar is handed over? It's Mesira, which, interestingly, the Rif disagrees with. Tosu can talk about that. Okay, that seems like a lot to be pretty punchy. And then Tosu, at the end, you have a fascinating comment about how much tamatana? So, when I hand, if I'm going to have a star that says that I'm selling you a piece of land, and we're doing a kinyan star as opposed to kinyan kesef, or I'm doing giving you a gift, so clearly there is no kesef, it's a gift, clearly it's a kinyan star, so do you need a mesira? Well, presumably, if you hold a Mesira card, so you need a Mesira. Tosus isn't sure about that at the end. And we'll take a look tomorrow. There's some Bechlal, that's an interesting question. We wonder why. There's a strange phrase in Tosus. The Tosus Harash, who overall makes the flow of Tosus much clearer, often, and specifically here, when you look at, though, at what he says for Tosus, the end of Tosus, the Tosus Harash, and the Tosus Harash sort of reorganizes things for clarity, he says the way he talks about Eide Mesira by Shtarim Bavon is actually odd, very, very curious. And this is going to open up the world of Eide Sakim Adavar. What is Eide Sakim Adavar all about? Tosus is raising the question, do you need Eide Sakim Adavar on a Shtar Mamon? There's an interesting writer who talks about Eide Sakim Adavar with a different type of Kinyan Mamon that will get very famous. Rivet, and you have the Mamakomas coming up in the fifth parak of Tosfos Mechira. And Reb Chaim points out it's not always true they need Eis Hakima Dover by Dover Shev Erba. It's always true. Does Chalitza require Eis Hakima Dover? A strange machlokas we showed him. How about Sota? Eis Hakima Dover over there? What exactly, when does Eis Hakima Dover apply and when does it not? It's something that our Tosfos raises. And the more you think about it, initially the harder it gets. And then once you break inside, it not only will explain to the Sakima Dabar, it explains as a fundamental chiluk that divides all chalosin and halach into two major categories with at least 10 afghans.